How is your summer at Shakespeare experience different this year? What are you guys doing differently?
Oh, well, that's an interesting thought. Well, first of all, they hired me as a director, which is different. I've worked as an actor in three of their previous five, I guess, summers. But Tim was amenable to my taking over on Midsummer Night's Dream. It is my favorite Shakespeare, and that helps a lot. That's one thing. Second, we're in a different space this year. They're reseating our famous called The Rock, which is where we've been performing over the last, 15 years. There was a summer while they were doing the same thing. I think it was two summers ago. We did Hamlet, and we did it in a different space. This is yet another space very close to our original space, but it does have some challenges and at the same time some opportunities. So I'm very tickled about where we are, but that is, again, something different. And I think the third thing is the casting this year has opened up to a number of new actors coming in to work with Boomerang, and that also is very exciting. We have some just extraordinary people in this show. The man playing Oberon, William Austin, is just extraordinary. To be honest, every single cast member is a first choice. And when that happens, you end up having a show that it's just extraordinary. My job as a director, hopefully, will be to stay out of their way so I don't spoil what they are bringing already. I guess that really does. Those two things are the primary differences this year. We have a huge staff, which really helps. The infrastructure at Boomerang is wonderful, but I can't say that would be new. We do have, they really do. We have the interns for both the stage management, for costume designers, for directing. There's redundancy, which allows you to really do some serious work. I'm not overburdened. I can direct, and then there are other people that do the things that need to be done, and that's a big deal for us.
Just to backtrack a little bit, why is Midsummer Night's Dream your favorite?
Oh well, it's the original Shakespeare that I did when I was 18 years old. Hmm. That would be 43 years ago. 45 years ago. Let's not let any who's counting. But I did have the opportunity at that time. It was my freshman year in college, and we worked on the play the entire year and then performed it for 2 months and at the end of the year. That's not an opportunity most young actors get. And so I was working with a director named Eric Christmas, who came from the Royal Shakespeare Company, was working with Michael Langham, and offered the insight into the play that a lot of young actors never get. So basically, this play has been part of my consciousness for 45 years. I know practically every line, much to the chagrin of the actors and the stage manager, because I can't keep my mouth closed. Oh, this is the line. Oh, wait a minute. Plus the images of previous productions. I saw the original Peter Brook production in 1969, and I'm stealing as much from that as I can remember. The joy is that the actors that are coming in, Vinny's last name? Gosh, it was there on the tip of my tongue. But the man playing Bottom has done the role four times, and we see that happening a lot as we get older. Midsummer's is one of the favorite plays. Midsummer's, Romeo and Juliet, and Henry 4-1 are his most popular plays. And so you get an opportunity to cross-pollinate between those experiences, and everything that's good remains and is remembered and then enriches your production. So it's my favorite. I love what it is about. It's about love and enchantment and magic. And it's a wonderful ride for the audience. I just hope I can stay out of the way and let that happen.
You mentioned earlier that everyone was your first choice. How rare is that?
Oh, it's extraordinarily rare. And when I say that, I mean, I did go through a couple of Bottoms and a couple of Demetriuses, but to be honest, there was no substantial difference between first, second, and third choice.
Mm-hmm.
These are just extraordinary actors. But when you have a world-class Hermia and a world-class Helena and a world-class Oberon, these are actors that whatever talent pool you were trying to draw from, that you'd want these people in. That's what makes this so special. Every day I wake up dreading the fact that I may lose somebody because they're so good they'll get a job. You know, and it hasn't happened, and we're reaching a point where it's pretty much too late to back out. But it is extraordinarily rare to go to work every day and know that there isn't a problem. The actors that you'll be working with are the ones that should be doing the role, and it makes my job so much easier.
Why do you think someone should see this production? Like, if someone's outside and they come across you guys, why should they stay?
That's sort of our test. You know, when we're in the park, there's a number of, you know, let's say we play between 100 and 300. You know, on a really good day, the 300 people are going to sit and watch. And the test for us is, do they stay? And the reason that they would stay this time is to see the play done by this group of actors. I can't say it too strongly that this Oberon, when Oberon opens his mouth, we're in the forest of Athens. When Titania opens her mouth, we see the argument between the fairies. They will see the show, not, you know, I can't say that they'll see the way Shakespeare wrote it, but they would certainly see the story and in a believable way and just thoroughly enjoy it. That's why they would say, and that's why they should see this one. There's nothing that's going to get in the way. I once saw a production of Midsummer's at the Hudson Shakespeare up in Garrison, mm-hmm. and it started with a flying saucer. And it's like you want to say, no, don't. You don't have to do that. It was an atrocious production. Because they weren't satisfied with what Shakespeare wrote. They wanted to make something else out of it. And this, believe me, this cast can do what Shakespeare wrote and make it a new experience for the audience. I don't think they will have ever seen this play as well performed as they will. And that's why they should see it. It's an extraordinary cast.
How else do you want this production to affect people? How do you want them to remember it?
That's always a fun one, a fun question. I hate to be kind of mundane about it, but what they really are going to take away from it is a sore stomach from laughing too much and tears in their eyes. I mean, that really is what they're going to take away from this. The thorough satisfaction, the enjoyment of being entertained by both Shakespeare and these actors. Nobody's going to... Well, they may get some insight into love. God knows. The difference between enchantment and true love, between idealistic love and true love. Those are the themes and what we learn in our life, you know, and what we learn by these experiences that change us. That is all happening within the play. And they may take some of that away, but what they're really going to take away is the joy of life. You know, everyone in this play, with the exception of Aegean probably, is basically a nice person, is basically a human being. They believe in humanity and they believe in compassion and joy and love. And to exist in the world like that, in a world like that for 2 hours, can be very comforting somehow, that such things can exist and do exist. So they can take some of that away. But to be honest, I think they're just going to walk away with a big smile and a very sore stomach from laughing. It's extraordinary. I mean, our bottom is just extraordinary. And Pyramus and Thisbe and each and every character in the Mechanicals they're becoming individuals, and the comedy isn't Shakespeare's comedy as much as it is ours now. The way in which they talk to each other and the way they want things from each other that maybe Shakespeare implied or inferred that we are bringing to life. So it's extraordinary. too many superlatives, I can't think. It's a terrifying thought that I could screw this up, because I have every opportunity for this to be a really, really good show. And so I'm trying to be very careful and tread very lightly